Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Carly Caligieri from the Pella Historical Society, talking about several upcoming events. All right, Carly, thanks for being on the program today. First, let's just talk about how are things over here at the Pella Historical Society.
Well, things are great. We're closed right now currently for the winter weather, and we can't run our mill right now because of the extreme temperatures. So we're working on our exhibits and accessioning our items and also getting ready and planning for events that we have coming up.
What is the weather range that you can operate?
Our windmill isn't able to run under 27 degrees, and even that's really pushing it. They try not to go anything under 30.
And we've seen extreme heat in the last couple of years. Is there a high end to that as well?
Not to my knowledge, no.
All right, so you mentioned some events. Let's hear what those are. I think the community will be very excited to get some of these planned on their calendars.
Okay, so our first one coming up is February 27th. That's a Thursday from 4 to 6. We have a Dutch costume open house, and that's where our Lisa Carver and Phyllis Zylstra will be talking about patterns and different types of costumes and stuff like that, so that our newer generations can pick up on these awesome traits and get ready for tulip time.
Do you find with the costumes that people keep them traditional but might try to make them somewhat contemporary in any way, or is it pretty traditional?
I think people are trying to incorporate some new patterns or colors or fabrics just because it is difficult to get the authentic fabrics in. And so they try to keep a tradition as much as possible with the pattern, but then maybe do something a little bit different with the fabric.
And you have some other events you'd like to share with us as well?
Yeah, we have our grand reopening Saturday, March 15th, and that's all day from 9 to 5. We'll be painting of some old sails for the windmill that we're going to have a design on there, and we'll have each person come and they can put their handprint on it and write their name or whatever, and the money that goes into that will be for a fundraiser that we're having to encourage, you know, education programs and stuff like that for our historical society.
And you say a grand reopening, is that something you do every so many years? You have new staff in here, is it kind of incorporated with that? What's the motivation for a grand reopening?
Yeah, it kind of goes along with our staff and with our fundraiser that we're going to be kicking off that weekend. We haven't had any sort of special reopening kind of celebration, to my knowledge, in the past years. So we kind of just want to emphasize that, and seeing as how spring break is going that next following week, we thought it'd be a great way to start out the spring break.
All right, we're here with Carly Caligieri with the Pella Historical Society. Carly, anything else that we should know about coming up that we should put on our calendars?
Well, we have our Dutch costume sale and exchange for Saturday, March 29th, and there's more details to come. And we'll also be planning a blacksmithing workshop as well as Dutch dancing workshop, and that'll be sometime in April.
All right, and I know you guys are always trying to get as many members as you can, so remind people why they should get a membership, and then maybe the cost that is associated with that.
Well, we have different levels of membership, family, individual, business. So you can stop in and get a brochure and talk to us about those prices anytime. And being a member with us isn't just about getting free into the museum or anything like that, but it's also being a part of something a little bit bigger, being a part of preserving the heritage of not only Pella, but our Dutch American heritage. And I think taking pride in that is important, and being a member with us goes right along with that.
What's the best way for people to get in contact with you so they can become a member if they'd like?
They can either contact me at the Pella Historical or Allison, but you can call us at 641-620-9463, or you can email us at info@pellahistorical.com.
All right, you guys getting geared up for tulip time?
Oh, yes. We're already in planning mode and getting really excited and bringing on some new staff to get us going for that.
All right, Carly, I'm sure people will be checking off their calendars with some of these big events, and hopefully we'll all see each other out there. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Carly Caligieri, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.